Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. So good to have you with us as we continue to update you on COVID-19, the novel coronavirus. And that's all we're discussing today. Later this hour, we're going to be talking with students who are home, whether college students or elementary, middle school, high school. We want to hear how you're adapting to studying at home. What are the things that you're working on with your parents to try and make it a positive experience? Being away from school, and in many cases, that means being away from your friends. So a little bit later this hour, we'll be taking your call on that. So be thinking about the kinds of things you'd like to share with us about learning at home. Joining us right now is the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti. Mayor Garcetti, thank you so much for joining us this morning. First of all, I want to ask you about the Bay Area, where six counties are sheltering in place, taking quite stringent methods to try and stem the spread of COVID-19. Is that something that is being considered in Los Angeles County?
Good morning, Larry, and thank you so much, by the way, for being such a calm and steady voice. We all need to breathe, and we all need to realize we are going to get through this together. But first of all, looking at the Bay Area, we're in some cases, Santa Clara County had an infection rate, I think, last couple of days, about 10 times higher than ours. So we've been implementing a lot of things earlier, at an earlier point than we saw in Italy and other places. And that sheltering in place idea, by the way, I hate the phrase because it sounds like a school shooting. I think there's so many exceptions up there for critical infrastructure, builders, accountants that are, you know, on timelines. If you look at the list of exemptions, they actually have dozens of them. But I think their message is loud and clear that they're at a point where they are worried about their hospital beds being overwhelmed, not just for COVID-19 folks, but other people who need to get to a hospital. And so we need to enforce as much discretion. Anybody who can stay at home or work at home up there, it's the right decision. We're not there yet in Los Angeles, but I've gone further than a lot of national cities quicker because I don't think, we want to look back and say we didn't do things at the right moment. And when it feels wrong, my mantra has been that's probably the right time to do it. By the time it feels right, it's probably too late. So we will, you know, be looking at that day to day. But I want to reassure people, too. There's so many texts. There's so many robocalls that are going out from mysterious sources. There's so many conspiracies that there's a secret government plan either at the national level or local level for martial law or to have us all shut down. We're going to continue being as transparent as possible every step of the way, saying this is something that could happen some days in the future here, depending on what the numbers are of this next week, but it isn't imminent in Los Angeles, though I support it up north.
All right. Mayor Garcetti, let's talk a bit about city employees and how are decisions being made about who's able to work from home, who works for the city versus those deemed essential who need to either come into an office or be out doing trash collection or other services that need to be provided.
Well, let me start by thanking our city employees who are incredible heroes and public servants. We saw that during the fires last year with firefighters. So many people are asking, how can I help? I'm going to have fewer hours. I'm a librarian. The libraries are closed. Where can I chip in, help out? We're seeing that with teachers and classified employees in the school district. And, of course, a lot of private sector employees from grocery clerks to truck drivers to, of course, our healthcare workers who are doing an amazing job. But in the city, this isn't our first rodeo with a disaster. We have ongoing plans for every single department of who's critical and who's not. I want to reassure people, this city government will never shut down. We're going to continue having public safety and health met, trash picked up, our firefighters, police officers. But we are moving today towards a model, and we'll have more guidance on this, to basically anybody who's not a critical worker who can telecommute, we're going to ask them to. If they can't, we'll have the distancing and spacing out. We have some critical functions of the economy still going. For instance, we want to keep our construction going where people are not working side by side but can take a paycheck home and they need to get the permits and other things from our city. So we're going really each one of these departments through Department of Water and Power where we're not going to cut off your water and power. We want to make sure that's working and there's critical employees. The airport, obviously, a critical place for us. The port. where we're at 85% strength. So we're still seeing ships come in and deliver that food we need, and the medical supplies will depend on. So we will have probably in the next 48 hours some direction specifically for our employees, to a greater chunk of them, to go not just if they're sick, but to look at telecommuting for the next few weeks.
LA Mayor Eric Garcetti with us. Mayor, just about every day you've had additional restrictions to talk about, although it was the opposite way with parking last night, talking about enforcement being suspended for a short period of time here. But what are some of the things that you've not landed on as being necessary quite yet, but that are under consideration at this point?
And thanks for mentioning the parking. We're trying to do everything we can to relieve the stress and the economic burden of this moment. More people at home means there's more cars in the neighborhood. So we're still going to do street sweeping. If you can move your car, please do. But you won't get a ticket if you don't. We need to do that for public health. The fines won't go up. We're really pushing that out. There's no evictions of people. I put an eviction moratorium through for the city for folks that are renters. So anything we can do to help people. But I think that it will not be one day where everybody is indoors. If we get to more extreme measures, they'll come steps at a time. We'll look at, as we are doing with our city employees, who more can telecommute, mandates potentially for our seniors, as long as we can make sure we know where they are and we're taking care of them. But for all of us right now, I think the most important thing to recognize is this isn't just for government to mandate. 90% of this, if not more, is in our own behavior. And there's still a lot of people who think, because statistically it's true, most people won't die from this. Many people won't get it. And they say, I'm young, I'm strong, I don't interact with that many people. But all it takes is one interaction. You shake one hand, it's every hand that hand shakes after that. It's your parents and your grandparents. It's your neighbors. It's your coworkers. It's your friends fighting cancer or who are immunocompromised. So we're the first responders. It's not just firefighters, but each one of us. And I would just really impress upon people that the most extreme measures are the ones you can make for yourself right now, of just keeping that social distance, which is, 2/3 of this fight, to stop the spread and to bring down that number, flatten the curve so that our hospitals aren't overwhelmed and that we get through this together.
We're talking with LA Mayor Eric Garcetti. Do you have time? I can ask you another question, or do you need to run?
Go ahead. I'm good.
Okay, thanks. You mentioned the suspension of evictions for people whose income has just stopped cold. And, all of us are very concerned about people that are in that circumstance, as well as business owners who their business has dried up, restaurants, bars, theaters. There are so many vulnerable different sectors of the economy right now, and the people that work in those businesses or own those businesses. We hear about the federal government talking about their hope that within a couple of weeks, Americans will get checks to help tide them over. But is there anything that the city or the city with the county can do to help these different sectors that are particularly vulnerable?
Absolutely. And first of all, for the average worker, we want to make sure, whether it's the evictions, no water and power or gas being cut off, smallest things like the parking fines that people get, that means dollars in people's pockets, and that means people staying stable and being able to get through this. We're also looking at direct assistance, and we hope to roll out later this week some direct assistance to small businesses, though we have pennies on the federal dollar. So you're right, this really is something we need national leadership on: direct aid to small businesses, a payroll tax cut, obviously paid sick leave and family leave to care for folks. That's going to be absolutely critical. And we're working with the federal government on our airlines. We have so many people who work for our airlines and our travel industry. We're working with folks like the County Federation of Labor to give food to our hotel workers who have been really hard hit. And we're looking at our hotels and motels to put folks that are unhoused, who are homeless in Los Angeles County, with our governor. We need those rooms filled. That will help the jobs continue and help us with homelessness at the same time we control this crisis. So I'm really pleased to see the governor stepping up to help us there as well.
Real briefly, you have any sense how many homeless individuals are going to be able to move into hotels and motels and be able to protect themselves from the virus?
Luckily, this is a program that we had long before the virus started. I just think we'll get a lot more motel and hotel owners who will say yes. So where we've had, in the low hundreds, we could get as many as, a couple thousand or more rooms So we're going to get that number up as high as we can. We have plans, if necessary, to be able to go into some of our recreation centers as well, and working with folks to be able to bring people who are homeless in there. And of course, it doesn't matter if you're homeless or you're not. It doesn't matter if you're an immigrant or you're not. When it comes to severe symptoms, the medical care of going to a hospital is your right. And so we are going on the streets right now, letting people know that and seeing who may be in those conditions, because many people who are unhoused have the underlying conditions that make them most vulnerable to death, just like seniors. And so we've stopped all the other kind of outreach work we do, and we're just doing that with everybody on the streets. Put 310 hand sanitizing stations out there in our encampment areas. We'll continue doing the street sweeping to keep the areas around those encampments clean for folks that are there, and looking at what we can do to make sure we ramp up the staffing of our shelters, because we don't want those workers to call in sick and the shelters have to shut down.
Mayor Garcetti, thank you very much for updating us on the City of Los Angeles's efforts to combat the spread of COVID-19. We appreciate it very much.
You, Larry, as always, for your great work, too.
Thank you so much. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti with us on Air Talk. It's 89.3 KPCC.